Cambridge Breakfast with Shutterly Fabulous. No other shutters come close.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So it's 8:42. We are joined by our guest. Open Cambridge kicks off this weekend, giving the public a rare chance to see behind the scenes of some of the city's exquisite gems. As part of the weekend, Eddington, the city's newest neighbourhood, is hosting a whole day of over 20 events that highlight how this flourishing new community is a front runner in sustainability and eco-friendly living.
Heather Tappell is the project director of the North West Cambridge Development. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Thank you for braving Cambridge traffic to make it in to see us. Let's rewind just a little teeny tiny bit. How was Eddington conceived in the first place?
Eddington is in the northwest of the city. It's between Huntingdon Road and Mattingly Road. And as early as the 1980s, the university, like many other employers in the city, started to realize that if we wanted to be able to attract and retain staff to the city, we needed to do something about housing in the city. It was very unaffordable in the 1980s, and that's become increasingly a problem.
It hasn't changed much.
No, not at all. And that land became one of the university's opportunities to try to address some of the housing issues in the city. And so we have set out a plan for a new neighborhood in Cambridge that will have about 3,000 homes. Half of those are affordable homes for university staff and half are for people to
buy. So if you're on a university salary, then you can probably afford it. Is that
No, exactly. It's the opposite, actually. If you're on most of the university salary scale, then actually we'll provide access to subsidized accommodation for you.
Right.
And half of the housing is for sale to anyone.
So this is like everyday kind of wages as opposed to vice chancellor levels.
Absolutely. It's geared towards lower paid members of university staff who might not have access to the property market in Cambridge or even the surrounding villages. Mm. And we anticipate that over time we'll have about 8,500 people living there. And so as a new neighborhood and part of the city, we wanted to think about how we could bring together a real place, not just homes that people are living in, but a community that people
So I'm interested because we're going to go on and talk about the various features that the properties there have. But was there a meeting wonder? Was there one person who, you know, one day stuck their hand up and said, tell you what, we're going to make this fully sustainable?
I'm not sure we could attribute that to one person. I think that was, the university is very a democratic environment, as is the city and South Cambridgeshire, and Eddington is across both of them. And I think it was through working together, leadership across all of the organizations that really thought about how it would come to be. In developing a new part of the city, it was very important to the university that we were able to manage the impact of the development and really try to raise the bar, both in terms of quality and also environmental performance, to try to reduce the impact around the city.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by some of the features here. The bins. Got to talk about the bins in a moment, because I have this thing about bins. But Lucy, you were saying that you think your heating system in your flat is pretty similar to the one at Eddington.
I also live in one of the new sort of builds that went up by the Station Road. And the heating system, it seems to be, it's one heating system and it heats up the water for everybody. You don't really have to switch your boiler on. It's just constantly there.
Yes, it's similar. So we have a district heating system, and that means that there aren't any individual boilers in any of the properties on the site. And everyone has their heating and their hot water provided through a communal network. And so we have an energy center on site. There might be one near your property as well. And we have an energy center on site where we generate all of the heating and hot water that supports everyone. It's still metered, so you still have a meter. You probably do too.
Yep.
and then that allows us to sort of manage it and maintain it communally. I'm sure we'll talk about it in a moment. But people will have access to see inside the energy center this weekend.
Well, I was going to ask about that. Do we get to see around people's houses as well, or is it just the workings underneath that we get to have a look at?
We're through Open Eddington. We have about 25 different events that are going on. Some of them are about communal systems like the energy center. And although you won't be able to see into our tenants' properties, we do have some sample apartments that are available for people to look at.
So what Bowers would call a show home, in other words.
We do. We have two different types. We have one show home that's for the properties that the university's built, so the properties for university staff, the subsidized accommodation. And we also have a show flat and two show homes for the houses that are for sale on the development through the Athena development.
Right, and the bins, which I have to mention. I'm imagining some kind of, I don't know, Jetsons-style thing, where you put in your piece of rubbish, and it automatically detects whether or not it can be recycled or not, and it lands in the right bin.
Unfortunately, it's not quite as space-age as that. although we'll target that next time. But what we do ask the people separate their own rubbish into mixed waste and mixed recycling. And people can bring it out into a series of communal bins that are located on the streets, so no one has any wheelie bins. And then it's stored in underground compartments, and a special bin lorry comes along and collects it.
It's a special bin lorry. Is it like the one? Because we get one that comes every day in here, and it has an implausibly attractive bin man on the side of it, but it goes and empties our little sort of stuff, which all the various other buildings come here.
It's a special bin lorry because it has a crane attachment to the front, and it essentially pulls the entire bin out of the ground and empties it in that way. And we have a system that allows for the bin lorry to know. It receives a signal when the bins are about 80% full, so it won't happen every day. Actually, it's a much more efficient way of collecting waste. And as the bins are about 75-80% full, the lorry will then come along.
And I guess the area is large enough that it works. Now, you couldn't do that on two or three houses, but because the development either is now or will be soon of that size, then that makes it a little bit easier. And I guess there's economics which click in here as well, which make all of this worthwhile.
Absolutely. It also was a way for us to promote recycling. And also, when you walk around some of the streets in Cambridge and all around the country, and you see, sometimes you can't even walk down pavements because people's wheelie bins are in front of all of their properties, and we really wanted to remove that as sort of an eyesore.
Can I just point out, by the way, that I have to wheel my bin through my house in order to get it out the front and back again in case the council decide to fine me for recycling?
Yes, so that's not an issue at Eddington.
Thank you.
for any of the residents there. And on Saturday morning, all morning, we have the lorry will be on site and doing demonstrations. So you can come along and witness the Jetsons in action.
So it's like running up back and forward all day to do that. I like it. What else could you say? 25 different things.
We have a whole range of different events as part of Open Eddington. That includes, as I mentioned earlier, tours of the energy centre so that you can see the inner workings and what provides the heating and hot water, bin demonstrations. We have an archaeological dig on site at the moment. So you can see what's been discovered over the last few weeks, including a Roman villa that's been found in Eddington. We also will be showcasing a rainwater harvesting system. So as part of our sustainability and environmental initiatives, we collect all of the surface water and recycle that into the site.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
And of course, all of the people who've been part of designing Eddington, really world-renowned architects, are going to be there giving tours of buildings that they've designed. And
because the community centre was even nominated for an award, I think.
Yes, the Stories Field Centre, which is a community centre and performing arts centre, is currently one of six buildings in the country shortlisted for the Stirling Prize. And MUMA, or the architects, are giving tours all day long of both the Stories Field Centre and the adjacent Eddington Nursery.
And if somebody wants to go along, do we turn up or should we book? What's the best thing to do for this?
It really depends what you're interested in. We have a mix of events. Some of the events are drop-in events. So most of those that I've mentioned, actually, you don't need to book for. So the waste system, the archaeological dig, rainwater harvesting, seeing you can come along and pedal a bike that will power a smoothie machine and even power your phone if you need to recharge. All of those are not bookable. You can come along at any point, and we'll have live music throughout the day. We'll have some food on site for people to just to keep you going. Mm-hmm. And then also we do have events that we recommend that you book for because there is quite a lot of interest, and you can find out more about those events by going to www.opencambridge.cam.ac.uk, and that's where you can pre-book for all of the events that that require booking. But everything that we're offering is free throughout the day, and we really would welcome everyone to come see Eddington and see the new part of the city.
Fantastic. Well, I would say Eddington residents, it sounds like they're having a lot of fun over there.
We certainly hope so. We have about just over 700 people living as part of Eddington now. Many of them won't have been there last year when we held an event very similar because they're new residents to the city, and we really hope that they'll enjoy it as well, having essentially a street party on their doorstep.
Lovely. Lovely.
Sounds good. But you don't have a cycle to do a smoothie machine whilst charging
Not
your
yet,
phone
but
for you are.
It gives me an idea for my next residents association meeting.
I think that definitely has to be on the cards there. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Heather Topel is a project director of the North West Cambridge Development. Not just Eddington, of course, and lots of things across the city are going to be open this weekend as part of Open Cambridge.